Hey, Jim. Jim, I'm going to use you. Stay right here. he's not prepared for. He's not prepared for this. Well, since Pastor Jeff is not here, he gave me permission. He said that any time I want to come up in prayer, I could. And so, do you mind if I say a prayer up here?
No, I guess so. Is that okay? Okay.
Well, how about you, Sam? Is it okay?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, I have all the big shots saying it. This is okay. I'm just kind of going to stand here because I tried kneeling. I couldn't get back up. Okay. Now, this is serious, though, okay? Our Father, who art in heaven.
Yes.
Is that you, Lord?
Yes. You called me.
Called you? No, I didn't call you. I'm praying. Our Father, who art in heaven.
There. You did it again.
Did what?
You called me. You said, Our Father, who art in heaven. Well, here I am. What's on your mind?
Well, I didn't mean anything by it. Well, well, you know, just saying my prayers for the day. I always say the Lord's Prayer. It makes me feel good, you know, kind of like I'm fulfilling my duty.
Well, all right, go on.
Okay. Hallowed be thy name.
Hold it right there. What do you mean by that?
By what?
By hallowed be thy name.
It means, good grief. I don't know what it means. How in the world should I know? It's just part of the prayer. By the way, what does it mean?
It means honored, holy, wonderful.
It does? Hey, that makes sense. I never thought about that hallowed meant before. Thanks, okay. Let me continue here. Thy will come, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Do you really mean that?
Well, sure, why not?
What are you doing about it?
Why, nothing, I guess. I just think it would be kind of neat, you know, if you got control of everything down here, like you have up there. You know, we're kind of in a mess down here, you know.
Yes, I know. But have I control of you?
Well, I do go to church.
That isn't what I asked you. What about your bad temper? You've really got a problem there, you know. And there's a way you spend your money, all on yourself. And what about the kinds of books that you've been reading?
Lord, you're picking on me. I'm just as good as some of the rest of those people at church.
Excuse me? I thought you were praying for my will to be done. If that is to happen, it will have to start with the ones who are praying for it, like you, for example.
Oh, all right. I guess I do have a few hang-ups. Now that you mention it, I could probably name a few.
So could I.
I haven't thought about it very much until now, Lord, but I really would like to cut out some of those things. I would like to, you know, I'd like to be really free.
Good. Now we're getting somewhere. We'll work together, you and me. I'm proud of you.
Lord, if you don't mind, I really need to finish this prayer. This is taking a lot longer than it usually does. Give us this day our daily bread. I know I eat too much bread, God. God, where are you?
Oh, man.
Yeah, you know, I do have a little pot belly here, Lord. Well, let's go on. Praying is a dangerous thing, right, Lord?
Praying. Keep praying. Go on.
Okay. You know, I'm really afraid to continue.
Scared?
Well, because I know what you're going to say.
Try me.
Okay. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us.
What about Ellen?
Oh, Ellen, see, I knew you would bring her up. Why, Lord, she's told lies about me, spread stories. She never paid back the money she owes me. I swear I'll get even with her.
But your prayer, what about your prayer?
Well, I didn't really mean it.
Well, at least you're honest. But if it's quite a load carrying around all that bitterness and resentment, what are you going to do?
Yes, but I'll feel better as soon as I get even with her. Boy, have I got some plans for her. She wished she had never been born.
No, you won't feel any better. You'll feel worse. Revenge isn't sweet. You know how unhappy you are. Well, I can change that.
You can? How, Lord?
Forgive Ellen. Then I'll forgive you. And the hate and the sin will be Ellen's problem, not yours. You will have settled the problem as far as you are concerned.
Oh, you know you're right, Lord. You always are right. And more than I want revenge, I want to be right with you. Oh, okay. I forgive her.
There now. Wonderful. How do you feel?
Well, not bad. Not bad at all. In fact, I feel pretty good. I know. I don't think I'll go to bed uptight tonight. I haven't been getting much rest, you know.
Yeah, I know. But you're not through with your prayer, are you? Go on.
Okay. And then lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Good, good. I'll do that. Just don't put yourself in a place where you can be tempted.
Well, what do you mean by that?
You know what I mean.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
Go ahead. Finish your prayer.
For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Do you know what would bring me glory? What would really make me happy?
No, but I'd really like to know. I want to please you, Lord. I've really made a mess of things. I want to truly follow you. I can see now how great that would be. So tell me, how can I make you happy, Lord?
You just did. Good morning, everyone of you brave souls. We had a little discussion before we got started about how the enemy is always busy trying to undermine our efforts when we want to move towards God and bring Him glory. And Cindy and I had one of those periods. Not just today, it's been ongoing for a while. But you know what? We are encouraged because that shows us how desperate he is. You look around the world, we look at the Middle East, we look at the news media, and what do we see? Desperate. Desperate efforts trying to undermine what God's agenda. And you know, enemy had an excuse in the Old Testament. He didn't know what was coming. But guess what? He has no more excuse. It's all written down in the Word of God. We know what's coming, what to expect, don't we? So, as a consequence, I believe that we should be yearning for our holy God on earth as it is in heaven. Our desire should be greater for the return of Jesus than for any of our own selfish pursuits. So, what is the meaning of holiness? By the way, let me just interject. This was one of the obstacles that the enemy threw at me personally, but at us. I put my PowerPoint on the flash drive. It worked at home on my desktop. We brought it here, and guess what? But I will not be deterred. Amen? Okay, so one of the things that I was reminded about is the fact that the only time that there is a triple repetition of the attributes of God refers to God's, amen. And what do we hear the angels surrounding the throne saying? You guys are on the ball. Thank you. So, that is a dimension of God that consumes his very essence. The lesson is, God alone is holy. So, is God alone? He is not. I was thinking about angels. Anybody care to have an angel? So, when we think about angels, a lot of times at Valentine's, we look at these little characters, right? Oh, and they come with candy, so that entices us. But what do we want, that little angel? Or do we care for something more substantive? See? There are things in the Bible that could be a bit discouraging, like the fall of Adam and Eve, right? That brought our sinful nature into play. Another one was when Satan himself became prideful and had to be cast out of heaven. And then we are told that he actually brought a third of the angels with him when he was cast down. How many know how many angels that would involve? Thousands probably, right? Who knows how many angels there are? But guess what? I just recently did a study on the holiness of God, and I was reminded that 2/3 of the angels did not fall with Satan. What does that mean? They're up with God on his agenda, fighting for us, ministering to us, right? That's a lot of angels. However many that is. Because angels are what? Not wimps. Amen? So, when we think about God's agenda, which he has revealed to us, and, you know, we're talking about his will be done here as it is in heaven, well, there's warfare going on, right? And there's a big war coming, right? And we see all the signs. We have been given signs to look for, and so we can start, many of us are aware that it's pretty close. Do we want to think about that? Probably we're a little bit reluctant, right? Especially if we have not been focused. right, on the Word of God on a daily basis and pursuing God's agenda for our lives, right? As I look at Revelation 19, verse 11 to 16, I'm just going to read a couple of those verses. And it says, I saw heaven standing open, and there before me was a white horse, whose rider is called Faithful and True. Who is that? That's right. With justice he judges and wages war. We're always taught that Jesus is love. That is true. But that's not all he is. He is a just God, so he also has to punish sin. So he is a just God. He wages war. And on his robe and on his thigh, he has the name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. That means he's sovereign over everything. Sovereign over the good things that we might want to do, but he's also sovereign about those that would come against him, like the third of the angels that decided to join Satan in his rebellion. The first time he came as a servant, the perfect lamb sacrifice. But the second time, he's going to be coming as the victorious king. I had a nice PowerPoint with a really strong-looking angel. But we saw one, right? We don't want to show off. So in 2 Peter 3:13, it says the kind of a person that this God of ours is. In keeping with his promise, we are looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth where righteousness dwells. When we think about righteousness, that means there is no death, no sorrow, no pain, no abandonment. There is only God's purpose, which is for our good. He created everything, and he said, it's good. This is good. And who best to judge that but the person that created everything in the universe? We look around, sometimes we see a beautiful rainbow, and we say, wow, right? But look at the galaxies. It's just beyond our grasp. So the new heaven and the new earth is basically going to be creation restored. We'll have a little something to do. We might get tired of walking around on these golden streets and, you know, checking out all the good things that God has for us. And some people have different kinds of brains, right? I like to study. So I like information. And then I think about God. How much information does he have for us? We've been told that we use about a tenth of our brain. What's he going to pack it up with throughout eternity? He'll say, well, did I ever mention this to you? Did I ever show you that? You know, so we're constantly going to be getting informed. I liked the idea that we are special to God. Little old me. God sends special people to us. You guys are all special. As I was preparing for this sermon, one person in particular kept popping up in my brain. It was Denny Cass. He meant so much Cindy says, you better not mention him if you want to hang on to your your emotions. I said, well, I'm going to try anyway. So anyway, dedication to Denny. In 1 Peter 2:9 it says, but you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession. We are his possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. It's not just light. Darkness has nowhere to go when light shows up. So sometimes we look to the future for things, for our blessings, for our eternity, to be able to look around and see what we have known as wild animals, not attacking each other or attacking mankind at all, right? Everything in perfection as it was in the beginning. But we don't need to wait. What God does has already been done. When he was on the cross, he said, it is, amen, it is finished. So, I have one other verse I want to share with you. And really, sometimes we forget this, how important we are to each other. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 19 and 20. For what is our hope, our joy, or the crown in which we will glory in the presence of our Lord Jesus when he comes? Our hope, our joy, our crown, our glory in the presence of Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, right? Is it not you? I want you to look around and say, is it not you? So we can glory in our fellowship with each other, in our brotherhood together, in our membership of the within the same family of God that Christ has adopted us into. Indeed, you are our glory and our joy. And that reminds me of the fact that we are all at least partially responsible for each other's spiritual success. And that is how we can please God, if we help each other on our spiritual journey. I'm thankful for a godly wife who holds my hand as I try to make this journey, but Christ is the ultimate hand holder. Is Christ holding your hand? Invite him. And don't forget him on any given day. Don't forget him. And if you want to know more about him and how to please him, what do we have? Hold it up, please. As I've done, like I said, I like to study. I've done a lot of study, a lot of courses, a few degrees, but I've just scratched the surface. Can you imagine what it'll look like when God reveals more and more and more to us? So please join each other on that journey. Encourage each other and know that we have the V word. Victory, amen. So, thank you.